91.9 WNTI.
Public radio from Centenary College.
Where great music lives.
One, two, three, four!
Liverpoolies, they'll be glad all over.
Ain't no doubt about it, this must be love. I want a little kiss from you, and I feel glad all over. Ooh, mercy, hot dog, Lily, it's silly, but I'm glad all over. Get a goosebumps, baby, cause it feels so good when you come to me like you do, and I feel glad all over. Never thought to make love. It don't take much looking to see what I got, but it's yours. It's yours. You're my honey bunny, hit me one more time. Every time you do, well, I feel right all over. Ooh, baby, I don't really tell you, but I'm right all over. Tell you I'm a cooking inside when we're cheek to cheek. My temperature's low, fever is high against me. That's a week. Well, come on, honey, honey, give me one more time. Every time you do, well, I feel right all over. Ooh, baby, I hot dog, Dilly, it's silly, but I'm glad all over. Hot dog, Dilly, it's silly, but I'm glad all over.
First of all, start at the top, lift the lid. There's a photograph of Liverpool on the top. It says inside, fresh from Weckerland.
Lift lid again.
Lift lid again.
There's another lid.
The Beatles, and it says, high Weck, How'd you do? Whack.
Yeah.
And Liverpool again. And down at the bottom, pull right out and turn over.
Well, pull it
out. Another bit of cardboard.
Yeah. See,
pull
what's it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hang on. You haven't quite finished yet.
Oh.
Because there's another little flap in the bottom of the box, like a conjuring trick, this. And it says, ask the Beatles if this is the box. Well, is it?
What box?
Oh, that's a very good question. I must remember to ask Harry. Anyway, will you sing for us now?
I'll get you.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome to the Cavern, and we are here at 91.9 WNTI, where great music lives. I'm your host, Gary Ault, and we're playing the entire disc 2 of the new Beatles release, On Air, Live at the BBC, Volume 2. So it's Volume 2, Disc 2 of Live at the BBC. And we started off with I Saw Her Standing There, then Glad All Over, and ended with I'll Get You. So we're going to play the whole album tonight and then a little bit more after that. And so a little bit of housekeeping. First of all, I want to remind you about my show coming up December 25th. That is the day before the 50th anniversary of the release of the Beatles' first Capitol record song in the United States. And that was the beginning of Beatlemania in the United States. It happened about a month and a couple of weeks before the Ed Sullivan appearance and before the release of Meet the Beatles, which was in January. So December 25th is going to be a very special show. And in fact, I'm trying really hard not to talk like an hysterical early 60s AM DJ, because that's essentially what I'm doing for this show. I'll give you a little hint about what it's about. But we're going to basically have a show just like you're listening to the radio in 1963, to put it simply. I'm just wondering what you think we should call the show. If you're interested in a little contest, the winner of the contest, I'm going to give a collectible Beatles vinyl record from my personal collection. And I have three working titles. I Want to Hold Your Hand, because that's the name of the song, The Beatles Invasion, or what was the third one I was going to say? Here Come the Beatles. So if you go to my website, garyault.com, G-A-R-Y-A-L-T.com, and click on Thoughts, which is on the left-hand panel, and you'll come to a blog with this question. And if you want to either vote for one of those titles as your favorite, or offer up what you think would be a really cool name for the show, and we'll consider it, and you know, whatever wins. I mean, if you vote for one, you know, I can't give a disc to everybody that votes for one of the ones I came up with. But if you come up with a unique name, we'll certainly see if we can use that. So we'd appreciate that. Let's see. I think that. Oh yeah. So talk about housekeeping. I forgot. We have a trivia question tonight, and you'll find out the reason for this at the end of the show. But the question is very basically, who were the George O'Hara Smith singers? And we want names. We want all their names, all of them, the whole chorus. the George O'Hara Smith Singers. Don't so much tell me, like, you know, what album they were on or anything like that, which is a cool thing to talk about. But who were the George O'Hara Smith Singers? I want the names of the singers. So if you have the answer and you want to give us a call at 908-852-4545 and you're the first caller with the right answer, you will win a gift certificate to Andre's Restaurant and Wine Boutique in Newton, New Jersey. 908-852-4545. And now, without any further ado, let me cue this up properly. And we're still on song number 5. Okay, so we're going to continue with She Loves You.
She loves you, yeah, yeah, yeah. She loves you, yeah, yeah, yeah. She loves you, yeah, 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 yeah. You think you've lost your love? Well, I saw her yesterday, yeah. It's you she's thinking of. And she told me what to say, yeah. She said she loves you.
Agree. Help me get in touch with her in Memphis, Tennessee. And another thing.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Saturday Club. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Saturday Club. Happy birthday to you.
Isn't that nice? Thank you, dear Beatles.
Paul, now, hush. Paul, we just heard the good news that you and the boys have been chosen to appear in this year's Royal Variety performance.
Oh, yeah.
Marvellous.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's terrific, and all the fellas and us
nice,
are knocked out. Cool. Great.
Marvellous. Lovely.
Oh, there we go. Right. Nice. Well, let's have from me to you.
Love from me to you.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's from the new Beatles record, On Air, Live at the BBC, Volume 2. We're playing all of Disc 2 tonight here on The Cavern at 91.9 WNTI, where great music lives. We started that set off with She Loves You, and then we played the Chuck Berry tune, Memphis, Tennessee, then Happy Birthday, Dear Saturday Club, and then From Me to You, and then Larry Williams, Money, That's What I Want. And hey, we don't have a caller yet for the trivia question, which I'll repeat in just a moment. I just want to tell you first about a couple of special things coming up. This Friday, that's two nights from tonight, Trevor B. Power on his Into the 10 O'Clock Hour show will be interviewing Frank Fredo, who's the author of Play Some Stones, a song obviously about the Rolling Stones, a book rather about the Stones. So we're looking forward to that. And then something very, very special. We're very happy for Carol Bernotis, who will be this Sunday. Her show will go from 6 to 8 o'clock, but in the 7 o'clock hour, December 1st, this coming Sunday, she will be interviewing live, via the telephone, but live, she'll have Linda Ronstadt on. She's going to talk about her career, her battles with, trouble she's having with her voice, and all kinds of interesting things. So we're really looking forward to that, and congratulations, Carol, for such a great interview it's going to be. So, hey, we're going to take a break now, but before that, I just want to repeat the trivia question. Maybe you're, I don't know, traveling or getting ready for tomorrow. So I don't know. But if you want to call, we have had no callers yet. So if you want to call, 908-852-4545. And the question is, who are the George O'Hara Smith singers? We want three names, no more, no less. This is critical. So who are the George O'Hara Smith singers? 908-852-4545. And James and I are going to take a break. James has helped me out tonight. Thank you, Mimi and Georgie, for lending us your son and brother. And so we're going to take a break and play some more Beatles.
Hello, little Steven here with a pop quiz. What's the rock and roll capital of America? That's right, it's Cleveland. Just ask Spinal Tap. And joining us in the celebration this weekend in the Underground Garage for all things Kielbasa will be the McCoys, the Pretenders, the Raspberries this weekend in the Underground Garage.
Saturday night at 7 on 91.9 WNTI and WNTI.org.
Support for WNTI comes from Pets, Pets, Pets of Califon, New Jersey. Located on Route 513, Pets, Pets, Pets offers food and supplies, including toys, housing, and training equipment for dogs, cats, birds, and other animals. Pets, Pets, Pets will participate in Small Business Saturday on November 30th. More information available at PetsPetsPets.com or by phone at 908-832-0533.
Oh, please. to our request, Brian Bath Tubes. We'll get you. We know you, Pete.
Yeah, we sent it about 2 weeks ago and you haven't played it, have you, eh?
No, he hasn't played it.
Oh, no.
Has he?
Oh, no. Not him. Oh, no.
We'll play our request.
Bad Christmas to you, anyway.
Have you done?
Yeah.
Well, all right, then. Now read somebody else's request.
Dear John, would you please play This Boy by the...
Get on with it.
This Beatles, thank you. For all those with it. Teenagers who went to Rose's party 2 weeks ago, especially for Mike Sprague. And Pete Dobson. If you do play this record for us, we'll send you a parcel of jam butties for Christmas from Jerry and Rose.
And
thanks.
I think George has got one as well.
And here's another request for our record of This Boy for myself and my friend Pearl Dandy from Teresa Brooks.
I didn't know you knew Pearl Dandy.
Didn't you? And we'd just like to say that this isn't our record at all. It's us singing it. In the studio, performing it. You'll notice the difference as we go along.
What would they be without amplifiers?
What do you reckon you'll all be doing when this program's broadcast?
Yeah, have a bit of a sunbathe down in Florida.
Miami Beach, Brian.
Lovely. Have a sunbathe.
That's for me. It's amazing that you can hear us seeing as we're in America now.
And you're so far away.
Yes, I am indeed. Very amazing it is. Well, when you come back to England, I believe you've got 7 weeks filming ahead of you, haven't you? So what will you be doing in the movie?
We won't be acting, because we'll just be ourselves, we think, we hope. And we'll be singing and all. I suppose you could call you acting, really,
but
couldn't you?
But who can act?
None of us can act, that's the thing.
John can act the ghost.
Oh, that's Ringo.
Ringo. Yeah. I wasn't in America, I'd punch you.
91.9 WNTI, where great music lives.
Way across town, she's good to me. Hell yeah, say I got a woman. Way across town, she's good to me. Oh yeah, this is my baby. What you understand? I'm a loving man. Say I got a woman way across town. She's good for me. Oh yeah, say she loves me early in the morning just for me. Oh yeah, she say she loves me. Early in the morning, just for me. Oh yeah, she says she loves me, just for me. Yes, you know she's the kind of friend indeed. Say I got a woman
wake up now. She's good to me. Oh yeah. Right back there with a hang around the home. Got a woman way across town. She's good to me. Oh, yeah. Say, I got a woman way across town. She's good to me. Oh, yeah. Well, she's my baby, but you understand now. I'm the kind of friend to me. Say, I got a woman way across town. Good to me. Oh yeah. Well, it's all right. Well, it's all right. I got a woman. They held her down. She's good to me. Oh, oh, oh yeah.
I'm gonna tell that Mary about Uncle John. Said he had the messy body. Got a lot of fun.
If I fell in love with you, would you promise to be true and help me understand? 'Cause I've been in love before and I found that love was more than just holding hands. If I give my heart to you, I must be sure from the very love me more than her. If I trust in you, oh please don't run and hide. If I love you too, oh please don't hurt my pride like her.
all these songs in this film, you had to write to a sort of deadline. Did you find this a bit more difficult than the way you usually do them on the back of bus tickets?
Yeah, well, you see, it was a bit, it was hard. Because we normally do them as hobbies sort of things. But
hello, Ringo.
Hello,
Ringo.
Did you find out
our
time writing them, Ringo?
Oh, well, it was different. The first one was about the worst because I had a lot of trouble with these glasses. And
yes, it was harder.
The ones he's wearing, he means, folks.
We did most of them in Paris, didn't know, and some did in New York, didn't you, Ringo?
Yeah, I did some of mine in
Paris. Well, now, the serious bit having got over, let's get round to the funny chat, and we would like you chaps to sort of launch the good ship Top Gear and all that.
The good
you
ship
know.
What, Top Gear?
I hereby launch...
Bernie's new vessel.
So,
nice is work it? For the captain.
When was the accident?
Hereby name this ship...
Top Gear.
Thank
That's
you, Duchess. Right, now then, another song from the
Pity
film.
We had to sink in the first week. Yeah.
It is a shame. Never mind. While you're here.
Good job writing them anyway, Brian.
Yeah, Brian.
You did, all of you.
You've talked, Georgie.
Hey?
Am I permitted?
Yes, you can talk. There's your chance.
Okay, then. Come on, Ed.
Say it.
Do the next one.
What is it?
Are they going to sing Ringo?
And I Love Her.
And I Love Her, yes.
And I Love Her.
I like that one, you know. It's one of my favourites.
I give her all my love, that's all I do. And if you saw my love, you'd love her too. I love her. She brings me everything and tenderly. The kiss my lover brings, she brings to me, and I love her. Love like us would never die as long as I have you near me. Bright are the stars that shine, dark is the sky. I know this love of mine will never die. Stars that shine, dark is the sky. I know this love of mine will never die, and another.
And that's the Beatles from On Air Live at the BBC Volume 2. We are playing all of Disc 2 this evening. We started that set off a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away with I Want to Hold Your Hand. And then we played This Boy, I Got a Woman, the Ray Charles song, Long Told Sally, the Richard Penniman or Little Richard song, If I Fell, and then finally And I Love Her. So we're going to take a short break now and play the rest of this disc.
Hi, this is Helen Forster from E-Town. We've got the dynamic duo, twin sisters Tegan and Sarah with us this week, plus soulful singer-songwriter Joshua James. Great music and conversation with these artists, and as always, an inspiring Achievement Award story this week in E-Town. Wednesdays at 9 p.m. right here on 91.9 WNTI and WNTI.org.
WNTI support comes from the Stanhope House in Stanhope, New Jersey. Open Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. and Saturday and Sunday at noon, the Stanhope House offers Americana food and entertainment nightly. Coming to the Stanhope House on November 29th, the Pie Tasters. More information available at stanhopehousenj.com or by phone 973-347-7777.
John,
Yes, Alan?
Alongside all your singing commitments, I'm told that you're budding into a real blooming Somerset Maugham. Is that right?
No.
Why not?
Well, I'm not blooming.
What about this book you've written?
Oh, I've been trying to sell a few around the studio now.
Oh, you can't do that.
Well, can't we? Yes, we can.
One more and then John, Paul, George and Ringo say good night. And it's no good you saying you can't do that.
I got something to say that might cause you pain. If I catch you talking to that boy again, I'm gonna let you down and leave you flat. Because I told you before, honey, don't. to sea I've gone, but tomorrow may rain, so I'll follow the sun. Someday you'll know I was the one, but tomorrow may rain, so I'll follow the sun. And now the time has come, and so my love I must go.
Heard lots of rumours and reports that you two are thinking of writing a musical. Is there anything in this?
Thinking of it?
Paul's thinking of it. I'm doing it.
John's actually doing it. I just do all the brainwork behind this operation.
Ringo and I are painting Buckingham Palace.
I was coming to you next week. That's a very fine
That's a
job.
Point of interest.
And marvellous. What colour?
Green. Green with black shutters.
I see. Do you know when you're going back to America, by the way?
Yes. August.
August sometime.
For 2.5 weeks.
2.5 weeks.
Thank you, George and Ringo. And this will be a tour?
Yes.
Well, it won't be a one night.
I wondered if it was just for television.
I certainly hope not.
Paul, I believe this time on your album, all the songs are not your own compositions for a change, are they?
Yeah, that's right. Things like rock and roll music and Kansas City and one or two others aren't ours. We like the old numbers.
All right, well, you pick one now that isn't your own to sing for us, will you?
All right, then. Kansas City.
Now then, what can we talk about next?
How about records? That's what I'm here for, isn't it?
That's what you're here for. That's records. All right, talk about records. Tell me about your new one, apart from the fact that it's marvellous.
Oh, you shouldn't.
It's the best one you made, and I think the B side is better than the A side.
Oh, well.
I don't!
Thank you, Brian.
Well, as long as they buy the record, they get both sides anyway. So
that's for sure. It doesn't really matter. Did you both write them both?
Yes.
Yes.
You did.
Written
community
both.
Effort.
And that concludes, almost concludes, On Air Live at the BBC Volume 2, Disc 2. The only thing we left out was I Feel Fine, which is studio outtake, so it's not the whole song. And also there are four bonus tracks between the two CDs. They're all interviews, one with each of the Beatles. So, hey, this is 91.9 WNTI Public Radio from Centenary College, and this is The Cavern. I'm your host, Gary Ault. And I'll give you the answer to the trivia question. It was, who was the George O'Hara Smith Singers? Go back to the All Things Must Pass album of George Harrison, and there's a credit for the George O'Hara Smith Singers as background singers, but it doesn't say who they are. Well, Bobby Whitlock's book, and this is the source that I'm going with, because I heard, you know, different answers from different folks. It sounds plausible, but nothing could really get nailed down. The only thing I could really nail down is what's in Bobby Whitlock's book, and he was there. He was on every track except for two. If you count, it's Johnny's Birthday on the Jam seat, disc or Jam record. It's three songs he's not on. So he was there for the whole album. And he said that it was George Harrison, Eric Clapton, and Bobby Whitlock. Just those three guys. And Phil Spector somehow made it sound like a whole chorus of people. It was just amazing work. So nobody got it right. But we got some very good answers. Thanks, Warren, for calling. And just wanted to mention that after this, we are going to listen to E-Town. And I'm going to play a little bit from the George Harrison Apple Jam on the All Things Must Pass album. So after this is E-Town with Tegan and Sarah and Joshua James. And then after that, we'll listen to Mike the Hippie with the midweek jam. And finally, at the 12 o'clock hour, we will have Keller Cellar as Keller Williams takes us into the wee hours of the morning. And just a reminder that this Friday night is the interview with Frank Fredo on Trevor B. Power Show from 8 to 10. And a very special interview this Sunday at 7 o'clock with Linda Ronstadt on Carol Bonotis' show 6 Degrees with Carol, which runs from 6 to 8, but the interview will be at 7 o'clock p.m. So I thank you for all your calls, and we hope you have a safe, happy day tomorrow, and that's it. That's all we have time for. So we're going to play this song from All Things Must Pass. What is life?
Can't say, but my love is a beast.
You're listening to member-supported 91.9 WNTI Hackettstown.
And worldwide at WNTI.org.
Public radio from Centenary College.